Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a very special episode of Passive Income Pilots, the closing of the year of 2025. Ryan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What a year it was, especially for our listeners. You know, I think we made a lot of headway and a lot of ground. You know, we had a bus tour this year. We had hundreds of people come to that.
Yep.
We saved millions in taxes for our show listeners.
That's right.
I know many people that, you know, written us and said, hey, thanks for helping me save taxes. We met a bunch of them at happy hours and meetups and conferences and just really proud of how we've done this. And, you know, I wanted to say thank you for listening and thanks for being part of this journey for me and Tate. You guys Absolutely. Are, as our listeners, are our inspiration. I mean, so many people have said nothing but great things about our podcast and how it's helped them at least learn, you know, let alone, you know, take action.
Yeah. I mean, I talk to investors all the time that say, you know, thank you so much. You've changed the financial trajectory of my family's life. And I'm like, wow, really? That's incredible. I mean, and I always say, you know, that's what keeps us going. So thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. We want to provide as much value as we possibly can. We have some exciting things in store in 2026 that we won't share quite yet, but you know, we're definitely on a very steep trajectory headed up. So we thank you again for your listenership and look forward to an amazing 2026 together.
Welcome to Passive Income Pilots, where pilots upgrade their money. This is the definitive source for personal finance and investment tactics for aviators. We interview world-renowned experts and share these lessons with the flying community. So if you're ready for practical knowledge and insights, let's roll.
Ryan, we wanted to take a moment to break down what Spartan has been doing this past year, what Turbine has been doing, because we've been extremely busy outside of the podcast this past year, and we're extremely excited for what's in store for 26. So what about you? You know, I mean, it's been an incredible year for both of us. Would love to hear what you're up to on the Spartan side and what you guys did this year.
Yeah, I'll get to the Spartan side in a second. But, you know, for those listening that have families, you know, now's a great time of the year. You know, we get together with our family, with my two kids and my wife, and we talk about what our goals are for the year. And, you know, every Sunday we have a family meeting. It's kind of like a little board meeting that we have with the family. And we do things like talk about something that is challenging us at school or at work. And I'm very transparent in that. We also talk about things that we'd like to do, our goals, and we share our gratitudes for each other. So we say something we've really appreciated about one another. So, you know, a family board meeting doesn't have to be so formal
like that
and documented, but, you know, if you have some kind of rhythm where you're meeting with your family and just talking about, hey, what's going well, what's not going well, what you appreciate, and, you know, kind of what you want to do in the new year. So that's something that we do. We set our personal goals. But at Spartan, it's really heavy. I mean, our goal setting actually happened in September of this past year. So we set our goals for 2026. And so our planning process is, you know, pretty robust in that we set our annual roadmap for each department. So HR, investor relations, operations, asset management, marketing, construction, et cetera. And we have an annual roadmap that we share with our entire team. And you can do that with your family. You can say, okay, what is our focus as a family? Start there. What is our focus as a family? What is our mission statement of a family? What do we want to accomplish this year? What tools and resources are we going to need to accomplish those things? Where will we play is an answer that I like to ask. Like, where will we play? Does it mean more vacations? Does it mean more work? Does it mean more time on YouTube learning about things or listening to podcasts? And then what software or what tools will we need to actually be successful? And then start with the end in mind. You know, what does the end of the year look like? And quantify. I always like to say when we plan with Spartan, qualify your goals. So we have something called objectives and key results. And so an objective is like, I want to have the best communications example as a family, right? And then a key result might be something measurable, like we have one meeting as a family for 25 minutes every week, right? And that's a deliverable, that's a measurable thing that you can have to really make sure that you're hitting your objective, which is to have an awesome communication strategy with my family. you know, on the Spartan side, you know, what we do is we say, hey, we want to buy 25 self-storage facilities in 2026, as an example. And in order to do that, a key result might be we need to be making 10 offers or reviewing 10 deals a day, right? And because right. You can't get to 25 if you don't look at 10 deals a day. That's a key result. So, you know, you want to have stuff that's measurable and achievable, SMART goals, you know, something that you can actually put a number behind and something that you're actually realistically being able to accomplish. And it's okay to have aspirational goals. You know, we call them BHAGs, you know, big, hairy, audacious goal, where you might say it's a moonshot goal and you all know it's a moonshot goal, but it really gets you thinking big, right? So you kind of have your realistic SMART goals and you also have your big, hairy, audacious goals where you really set it out. So I encourage this, like if you're listening to this podcast, you're like, I don't know, I've just, this is my first episode, you know, maybe one of your goals this year is to go back to episode one and listen to all 440 episodes, you know, and now you're educated. So now you're kind of like, right. Okay, I know I got my bearings. Now I know what kind of specific actions I want to take. Or maybe you've listened to every single episode and you're like, next year I want to buy, I want to invest, I want to save money in taxes. Maybe my KR is I want to reduce my tax liability by $50,000 in the new year. But this is kind of the framework. And your last question, Tate, on kind of what Spartan did this year.
Yeah.
Crazy year. We, on average, purchased one self-storage facility every 3 weeks. So
busy year.
18 properties. Every 3 weeks, we had a closing on a new self-storage facility. That's not possible without having an amazing internal team, external team, vendors, partners,
right. Contractors,
real estate brokers. And so we did an amazing job. We purchased over $200 million of self-storage. We built over 1 million square feet of self-storage. We had over 10 facilities constructed by our construction company. And I think we ended the year with over 6.5 million square feet of self-storage in 43,000 units. So we were very good. And I'll just say one thing, you know, my biggest takeaway from this year was in a revenue constrained environment, you know, revenue has been somewhat flat. Nothing out there, nothing you do, and I take this into your personal life as well, nothing you do has a fixed cost. There are no fixed costs. Everything can be negotiated. Payroll, contracts, technology, anything you do can be renegotiated. And especially in this environment where people are fighting to hold on to contracts and fighting to keep your business. So get out there and negotiate. You know, you might think that I can't reduce my bill by this much. Call them, you know, and do that at this time of year. You know, let's clean up your finances. Let's get things, you know, cut and reduced. So
love that.
Anyway, Tate, I'm really curious, you know, to hear all about your year and Turbine. I know you guys just wrapped up a awesome planning session, but you know,
we did.
My takeaway here is like, that's what Tate and I do. We set goals for the podcast. We set goals for personal and professional. So Tate, what are some of the goals that you have?
So I think, yeah, I mean, we just wrapped up we've had an absolutely stellar year. You know, if you're one of our investors that's listening right now, thank you so much. We really appreciate your trust, your support, your confidence, and we look forward to, you know, delivering on what we set out to do. You know, we've had an absolutely stellar year, but of course, you know, you start the year with these grandiose plans. You inevitably, you know, just like your New Year's resolution to go to the gym might start faltering, you know, about every quarter, you got to rein it back in, right? So we use a little bit of the traction mentality where it's, you know, traction, there's this big annual offsite, there's quarterly, you know, one day course correction days, and then there's weekly meeting cadence, and you have rocks, and each team member has something that they're responsible for each quarter, each year, each month, each week. And so if I kind of back that up, we just finished this 3 full-day annual offsite where we, you know, threw everything at the wall. So the way we structure it is day one is big ideas. So, you know, moonshot to, you know, realistic stuff, but big, big expansionary ideas. You know, who do we want to be and what conditions would need to exist in order to achieve those. So, you know, if you want to, you know, run a marathon, okay, that's like your big idea, right? So what conditions would need to exist in order for that to be a reality. And you back into what actions need to be taken throughout the year to actually hit those. That was day one. A lot of big ideas and figuring out what capabilities we would need to bring onto our team in order to hit those. And of course, you know, importantly, maintain what we have and make sure that we're providing a great experience for our investors. Next day was looking at the investor journey, the customer journey through our entire, from, you know, maybe hearing us on the podcast to, you know, jumping on Spartan's list or our list, and then, you know, getting paperwork signed and educated, and all the way through to receiving your investor reports and your K-1s, and what that journey looks like, and identifying friction points and places where we can do better and places where we might have dropped the ball, and trying to, again, this is about building capabilities, make sure that we can provide the absolute best, most world-class experience in that someone as a passive investor could get. So that was day two. And then day three was putting it all together. So we got a big calendar, you know, 4 or 5 feet wide, that's whiteboard. And we put everything on the calendar. We've got conferences that we want to do. We've got different deal types. You know, we are fairly diversified between different types of commercial real estate, some venture, oil and gas, debt fund, et cetera, and how we wanted those deals to flow throughout the year. And then, of course, you know, these initiatives. So day one, you come up with all of these big, big initiatives that we want to take down for the year. Well, those need to be broken out into quarterly, monthly, weekly, and even daily action plans so that you can accomplish them. And so day three was all about breaking those down into digestible chunks and assigning them to different team members. So I think that we're really excited for the new year. We have an amazing roadmap, and you know, hopefully that is useful to you listening to this. Maybe you can think about how you might be able to apply that with your family. I think that one of the most important things just in life is being intentional about what it is that you want. I think that so few people take the time to answer that question. I think if you ask 99 people out of 100, you know, what do you want? If you could have anything in the world, what do you want? And most people can't answer that. It's a hard question when you really start digging into it. But I think that it's a worthy exercise to say, hey, if I could have anything, like, what do I actually want? And is it, you know, is the juice worth the squeeze to go and get it? And if it is, go for it. Don't be a passenger in your own life. So that's our process. You know, think big, identify the initiatives, and then break them down into manageable, digestible chunks.
Yeah, I think that what you want is so important. I mean, I always think of the Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire cat,
yes,
right up in the tree. And Alice says, you know, which way do I go? And he said, we're all mad here. And then if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter which way you go, because you're just sort of drifting in any particular direction. So I think actually when you have the opportunity to ask yourself, what do I want to do? What do I want to get out of this life? What do I want to get out of my financial goals this year? Sometimes it's hard to answer.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're still kind of figuring it out. But even, you know, putting down some plans, you know, all plans fail first contact. Kind of know that your plan is not going to be what you end up with. I think that's okay. But you get in the habit of sort of putting down some things that you want to do for the year and really asking yourself, like, is this the most important thing that I want to do? And know that, you know, it might change. But like Tate was saying, I love the analogy of the gym, right? Because it's like,
yeah,
we need to take care of ourselves. We need to be healthy and go to the gym. You still want that when you stop going, but something else has taken priority.
Yeah.
And so that's usually what kind of gets in the way, or maybe there was no habit forming. So I think that's really important. But Tate did mention a book. I just wanted to make sure you knew what he was talking about. He said, you know, we kind of follow Traction, which is a book by Gino Wickman.
Yep.
And if you read that book, there'll be a lot of good takeaways, probably not for a pilot flying the line necessarily, who's just trying to fly the line and do some passive investing. But if you're thinking about maybe forming a business or a company, or you want to get like a good playbook for how to really run a company efficiently, you know, we use Traction inside of Spartan. Tate uses it inside of Turbine. we sort of have adopted our own best practices over the years and kind of use some other.
We blend it.
Yeah, blending with like Vern Harnish's scaling up. We follow the Rockefeller habits and do some Spartan specific things. But it's a great book by Gino Wickman to learn about how to scale and how to really have a good, you know, leadership team. And maybe you're listening to this and you're a chief pilot and you want to adopt some good practices on how to keep your team synced and coordinated. This would be good. Or maybe you're a leader Absolutely. In the military and you want to kind of employ some things. But yeah, I mean, I think too often we sort of fly into the new year and we don't have, you know, some specific goals. And I know it's a little bit apropos to like, oh, New Year's resolution. What's your New Year's resolution? Well, maybe just to form good habits and get in the habit of laying out some good framework for the year. And I always say like start smaller,
right?
You know, people have these, I mean, it's fun to sit around a room and kind of throw darts and say, hey, where can we end up, you know, in 5 years? And that's fun. But, you know, I like to think of goals as like, my goal is just, you know, I like Dwayne Rock Johnson's quote, which is like one day or day one, right? Like, yep. A lot of the hard things that you do are just doing it day one, you know, just, okay, I'm going to go to the gym once. Okay. I went great. Wasn't the most amazing workout, but at least I went to the gym, right? Or, hey, I'm going to have a family meeting today and I'm going to call it and maybe it's a disaster, but hey, at least I did it. It's one day versus, or it's day one versus saying, oh, I'll do that one day. Oh, that sounds like something I'll do in the future. Do it now, you know? And, you know, you don't have to do that, but whatever your goal is, whatever the habit is you're trying to form, you know, make it happen. You know,
I'd also add to that don't wait until you're ready. You know, I think that this is something we hear in business a lot. And I don't know if people that aren't running companies hear it, but if you wait till you're ready, you're never going to do it. Right. So, you know, don't wait until you have the perfect running shoes, you know, to like go to the gym. You know what I mean? Like you just have to make it work and there's another quote that I love. And who is this from that, you know, if you're waiting for the perfect conditions to exist, to do the thing, then you're never going to keep with it because you're literally demonstrating that when things are not perfect, you're not going to do it. And it's never going to stay. If the perfect conditions finally arrive, and you start the thing, as soon as things are not perfect anymore, you're going to stop doing it, right? You have to like push through and just do it, right? So anyway, don't wait till you're ready.
Yeah. And you got to have fun doing it. You know, yeah. I think that's kind of the thing that's motivating and know that some days it's not going to be as fun, but hopefully by then the habit has formed and it's just a habit that you're into, you know, and we're all not perfect. You know, I can sit here and I can tell you all the things I failed at this year, probably failed at a lot of things this year. In my journey, I had higher aspirational goals for running times and workout times and more time with family that I didn't get this year. And that's okay. You know, like sometimes your goals are not going to be all accomplished, but you know, you've got next year. It's like sports, great sports analogy. Right. And it's like, there's always next game. There's always next season.
Yep.
Right. Absolutely. So, but try not to put it off too long, you know, put in the work. And get it done. So,
all right. I want to hear, what are your number one things you're looking forward to next year in business and in life?
Yeah. So I would say in business, the key word for me is stability. We have built an amazing portfolio and it's finally getting to the point where there's a lot of assets that really support our operation and make it profitable. And I really like that. So for me, it's like stability. We've hired a lot of people in the last 2 years, getting people into seats, making sure that they're, you know, in the right training and they're getting progression and they're advancing. And so for me on the business side, like I want to spend way more time one-on-one with my team members, making, you know, putting myself more into a player coach mentality, giving them mentorship. And that's really important for me in the new year. On the family side, being very intentional about spending time with the kids. And getting an airplane and going to some really fun places with it. And so I kind of want to combine those two things together. I'm getting my tailwheel endorsement right now. I'm doing some backcountry training at Tac Aero in January. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that, but I'm going to do a backcountry flying course. And then if I hit a couple of financial goals that I've set for myself personally, I have my sights on buying a 185 Cessna Skywagon. Up at Everett's already got a plane. It's got a 550 in it, three bladed prop, great plane, Tundra tires, glass panel. So a couple of things have to happen quickly on that, but I plan to do a lot of flying on that in the new year. And that would be my kind of my fun goal on the personal side.
I love it. That's amazing. Amazing.
What about you, Tate? Yeah. What's your business and personal for the new year?
First of all, on business, I'm excited to see some exits on some opportunities that we, you know, some of our more legacy deals. We've been, waiting for, 4 or 5 years and some deals are coming to maturity. So really excited to return some investor capital. Internally, just really excited to expand the team. We're hiring a number of positions right now and just really excited to get those butts in seats and just excited for our growth. You know, we more than doubled in size last year. I think we'll probably do that again this year. It's just really exciting. So I don't have like a really specific thing that I can point to, but I'm just very, very excited for 2026. I think that the market is just so, so ripe in commercial real estate and a number of other asset classes to be scooping up assets in this environment. I mean, we're seeing, what would you say, 2015 pricing, 2016 pricing in commercial real estate. I mean, it's crazy. So we're backing the truck up. I'm so excited about that stuff. On the personal side, I think I'm most excited about this Mont Blanc marathon. But I don't know if I've told you about this. So my wife, Lucy, and I signed up for the Mont Blanc. We're doing a half. We're not doing the full. They have a 5K, a 10K, a 23K, a full marathon, and an ultra.
Wow.
That's nuts. But it starts out of Chamonix. So we're going to Europe in, what is it, late June. And we're staying in Chamonix for 4 days. We're going to be training. And then we're doing a 14-mile trail run with like a 6,000 vertical climb. Going to be really good.
Nice.
So if anybody who's listening wants to come to the Mont Blanc marathon, I don't know. I think you had to like enter a raffle for the bibs. So I'm not sure if you can, but if you can get your hands on one, come on out. We're going to be there. It'll be fun.
Well, I'm planning on doing a half Ironman in June as well. Father's Day
weekend. Incredible.
Yeah. And then we do the Ragnar Relay, the Pacific Northwest Passage every year, which starts just south of the border in Blaine, Washington. It goes all the way down into Whidbey Island.
Those photos look
amazing. We do that with the Spartan team every year. Super fun. But yeah, that's a great goal. I didn't know you're getting into running. That I'm excited.
Yeah, I've always been a trail runner.
I'm gonna drag you into some stuff.
I like it. You know. I like it. Let's do it.
So, awesome.
Well, with that,
thank
you everyone for an incredible year. We just, from the bottom of our hearts, I mean this so sincerely. Thank you for your listenership. Thank you for the support. We look so forward to supporting all of you in 2026 and beyond. Here's to the new year.
Yeah. And if you've enjoyed having this time with us and listening, leave us a review on Apple iTunes. We would love a review. We haven't gotten one since July. If it's a bad review, just send us an email.
Give us some constructive criticism.
Yeah. We can't reply on the review. So only put good ones in there if you see that, but no, I'm just joking. Leave whatever review you want. But thank you everybody for listening and catch you in the new year.
Cheers.